Well, thanks for calling the Daily Inspiration Line today. This is Brother Jeff, and we would like to look at 1 Peter chapter 2. We want to talk about the Word of God and what we should be desiring in it and the power it has to work in our lives. Chapter 2, verse Peter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. I want you to know today, the Bible tells us that we should desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that ye may grow thereby. Just think, if a baby only drank water or cola or juice and never got milk, what a sick or dead baby that would be. The baby would not grow right. The baby would be a mess. It would be horrible. It would be child abuse. So we as Christians, if we've tasted God is good, we've been saved, why wouldn't we want the Word of God to be chief in our lives? Why wouldn't we want to seek God and drink what makes us grow? We want to consume everything God has for us. Jesus said one time, one of the hardest sayings he ever said that many turned and quit following, he said, except ye eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God, you'll have no life. And I want you to know today, if you want to grow in a life with God, you must do it according to his word. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. As a newborn baby desires the sincere milk of his mother, we as babes in Christ, young Christians, should desire the milk of the word that we may grow thereby. And once you get through with milk, you get teeth and you no longer want milk. You need meat. And we're going to talk about that maybe tomorrow. But it does say this prerequisite of what we would desire God's word, the milk of God's word, the nutrition, the pureness, the health of God's word. The healthy Christian is going to want the milk of the word. He says, if so be you've tasted, the Lord is gracious. I believe God is good. Don't you believe God is good? So therefore, let us desire the sincere milk of the word. Well, God bless you, and think on these things.